mais situation et puis n'a bons outils pour aller défendre Timon. Donc et sous notre ça n'a dit tout le monde bonsoir et à dimanche prochain même l'heure même station.
Ah bien en forme. Mais oui, merci en forme. N'allez n'a pas bon rendez-vous semaine prochaine. Kembela.
Yon élément que Providence favorisait qui comprend que les capables viennent exploiter compréhension monde sérieux.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. And this is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight we'll be talking about the Cold Waves Festival coming up this weekend. Actually, it starts off on Thursday, I think, in Chicago. It goes to New York on Friday, I believe, in Irving Plaza. And then on Saturday, it's in Washington, D.C. at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia. And that's where I'll be with DJ Todd. And the members of Chem Lab will be there. It's Chem Lab, Hellbent, and C-Tech. And we're going to be playing music from those artists all night long, as well as many of the others who are part of the festival, including Ogre, who's headlining the show in New York City, as well as author and Punisher, Winkies. Kind of love that. Frontline Assembly, Meatbeat Manifesto, Lead Into Gold, The Black Queen, Cocksure, Can't Avoid, Static Bloom, Anatomy, and a couple others. So let's start off right now with Chem Lab. This is going to be Chemical Halo, the Drag Strip Download Remix, 1,000 Points of Light. Oh, what's going on? This is not really working. There seems to always be a problem here, doesn't there? All right, let's do that. Let's do this. Let's see. Yeah, the track isn't working. I don't know. I'm sorry, am I getting some help? But I'm not getting any help. All right, that's good. Let's do this. Chemical Halo, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
to move again. Oh, no will left to move again. Not enough will left to move again. Hey,
right. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's C-Tech. I think back then they were known as the CyberTech Project, and the album was called CyberTech, and then later when they signed to Wax Trax, I believe. Let's see, is it Wax Trax or is it TBT? I think it's Wax Trax. Then they were C-Tech, which is better than CyberTech, but cyber, even back then, back in the 90s, cyber was kind of an overused word anyway. We heard Cauterized from their debut on the Fifth Column label. Before that, Digital Tension Dementia from Frontline Assembly. And then we had Niall Strength from Author and Punisher. Oh my God. ChemLab started things off with the Chemical Halo Bruised Regeneration mix from the Magnetic Field Remixes and 10 Ton Pressure, recorded at Chicago Trax, or at least the mixes were. And I think the 10 Ton Pressure was ChemLab's debut EP, and I believe that was remastered there. So the Cold Waves Festival is a gothic and like industrial music festival. Originally, it was put on as a tribute to Jamie Duffy, who died tragically in 2012. He took his own life, and he was a member of Acumen. Acumen was on the Fifth Column label where I worked, and so that was that's the connection there. The festival has since 2012 grown into this rather large behemoth. Three-night weekend gigs in New York, Chicago, and L.A. Of course, Jared being Jared from ChemLab, he is keeping himself busy with a side gig that's kind of tangentially related to the Cold Waves Festival. It's ChemLab, C-Tech, and Hellbent. And Hellbent is a project that featured Halo Black 16-volt in My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. And needless to say, I exchanged messages with Brian Barton from Halo Black, and he will not be part of Hellbent. But it should be a wonderful, a really good set, and I'm glad they're a part of it. So anyway, that's the short summary of the Cold Waves Festival, kind of like this gothic industrial thing happening there. And probably the biggest headliner, one of the biggest headliners, is Ogre from Skinny Puppy, and we're going to hear one of his latest. This is Freaky from his record Tricks, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Get ready for the freaky side of me. Of which you've never ever seen before. The world knows the post he wants power. When the dam breaks, the snakes have no show now. Get ready for the freaky side of nature. The mind's closed, it knows with no power. The ice breaks, escapes, it generates us. So the wind blows, exposed, it knows.
Lap dance and leave with the lecture. Cause I'm from culture in the eyes of you.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. That's a bit of a Chris Connolly double shot there. That's Paul Barker and Chris Connolly from That's Lead Into Gold with the track Faster Than Light. Before that, it was Chris Connolly with Jason Novak, formerly of Acumen, and then AccuCrack, and then DJ AccuCrack, and something like that. Now they have Crack Nation Promotions. So it's like one name leads to the next, leads to another, leads to another. It's just all kind of like tied together over several years. Clusterfuck Culture was the name of that track. Before that, Leslie Rankine with her group Ruby, and that was the single Tiny Meat. It was a great, great song. I love that song. In fact, I think it got some radio airplay back in the 90s as well. She was originally in the group Silverfish, I believe. The record was called Saltpeter that we took Tiny Meat from, and it was Ogre started things off with Freaky from the record Tricks, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so this is our show for the Cold Waves Festival. I'll be down in D.C., and it's not actually, I'll be seeing like an offshoot of the Cold Waves Festival, not an actual gig, but, you know, since it's three groups that I worked with formerly at Fifth Column Records, I figured I'd go down and see that one rather than going to New York and seeing like Ogre with Lead Into Gold and just Chem Lab. This way I get Chem Lab, Hellbent, and C-Tech. So that's, can't turn that down. All right, so that's what's going on. Let's move on up next as we slide over here from Assemblage 23. Now, I don't know, I can't remember, like 23 is like the largest prime number, but it has some other kind of larger significance. Speaking of C-Tech, there's that guy Richard 23 who was in Front 242 with Jean-Luc Demire. Jean-Luc Demire was in C-Tech. And then we had, of course, on the Fifth Column label, we had Insight 23. And then there was Virus 23, never put out by the label, but there was a band that was like tangentially related to the label. There was Craig Tyler was in Virus 23, and then he played with Chem Lab as well. And there's another 23 I'm forgetting. Oh, yes, Oxygen 23, which is a Die Warsaw side project. These two guys, Jim Marcus and Van Christie. Oh, my word. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, like I said, Assemblage 23 with Damage from the album Meta, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Merely the product Take your hands to the ground. not threatening at all.